When the tax cap was approved back in 2011, it was widely described as a 2% per year cap. But there wasn't much attention paid to the second part of the tax cap law, which is 2% or the rate of inflation, according to the Consumer Price Index. School districts say they are going to hit the wall in the next school year when the allowable tax increase will be zero. The Education Conference Board's John Yagelski says the legislature must change that.
I think they have to.
Yagelski says the problem with the cap is that it looks backwards, not forwards. While the 2015 inflation rate may have been zero, for the 2016-17 school year, even Governor Cuomo's own budget office projects it will be 2.3%. Yet the amount of school taxes will be frozen in place under the tax cap rules.
The reality is that zero reflects where we've been. Our districts are budgeting for where we need to be. Even the Department of the Budget has said 2.3% is the inflation rate for going forward. Zero is the inflation rate for looking backward. We're planning for kids' educations next year, not last year.
On top of what they say is a funding crunch, schools face other big challenges, including the continued messy implementation of the Common Core learning standards and the increase of controversial standardized tests. That led to a student boycott of the exams in the spring, where 20% of students opted out. Schools are also facing pressure to quickly implement new teacher evaluation systems pushed by Governor Cuomo and adopted somewhat reluctantly by the legislature as part of the budget this year. 90% of schools have now been granted waivers from the state education department. They can postpone creating the new teacher rankings for a few more months. But there's still a question on whether schools will have to forfeit some related school aid increases if they delay the programs beyond November 15th. Bob Lowry with the state School Superintendents Association says the group is seeking to get the school aid increase decoupled from the new teacher rating systems.
We think it's inappropriate to be linking implementation of these policy initiatives to receipt of state aid. It leads to bad decisions at the local level and, you know, in the rush to try and get something approved.
The state is due to have a $1 billion surplus this year, but Governor Cuomo has often derided education groups for continually asking for more funding, saying it has not translated into better results, especially at the state's worst-performing schools. He reiterated those concerns in his most recent State of the State message earlier this year.
So don't tell me if we only had more money, it would change. We've been putting more money into the system every year for decades, and it hasn't changed. And 250,000 children were condemned to failing schools by this system.
Yagelski with the Education Conference Board says there's a reason why school spending is so high. He says the state has devised high expectations and many rules that schools are expected to follow and pay for.
We also have a myriad of requirements that we didn't invent, that were put in place, that cost money to deal with, some of which don't do anything positive for instruction for kids.
Here, the groups that make up the Education Conference Board differ on what mandated rules should be eliminated. School boards want to make it easier to collectively bargain with teachers' unions, while teachers would like some of the rules governing charter schools to be changed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.